You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
According to a post from WSAW.com, the Price County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for help in locating a man who hasn't been seen since April 17th. Jesse Yansky, 32, was last seen in the Westboro area of Taylor County on April 17th. He was last seen wearing a black zip-up hoodie, black joggers, and black and white shoes. He was reported missing on April 19th. Yansky's mother, Lori, tells News Channel 7 he is 6 feet 3 inches with brown hair and brown eyes. She said he had a fight with his girlfriend, got out of a vehicle, and has not been seen since. He did not have a cell phone with him at the time. If anyone has any information, they can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011 or the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200. April 27th from noon to 1:30, over on Highway 8 in Catawba, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church is hosting a baked chicken dinner. This will feature baked chicken with all the fixings and homemade pie. Once again, this is taking place April 27th, noon to 1:30, over on Highway 8 in Catawba. The NFL Draft event in Green Bay this week brings more than just football to the area. Lisa Hale reports on a free concert from a country legend.
Country superstar Brad Paisley will headline the NFL Draft Concert Series presented by Bud Light on Saturday, April 26th in Green Bay. The concert will close out the three-day NFL Draft event at Lambeau Field in Titletown. The concert will begin after the seventh round of the draft. Paisley has a career spanning two decades with multiple Grammy Awards and 25 number one hits, including Ticks, Water, and Waiting on a Woman. NFL Draft Concert Series will take place at the Draft Theater adjacent to Lambeau Field. The concert's free, but fans are encouraged to get there early as standing room will be on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at civicmedia.us for more information on the draft and the events that come along with it. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Beginning Tuesday, April 22nd, the Price County Highway Department will begin crack filling State Highway 13 from the Taylor County line to State Highway 86 in the town of Ogama. Highway 13 will be limited to one-lane traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the work is expected to take 4 days, weather permitting. And beginning Tuesday, April 29th, the Price County Highway Department will begin crack filling State Highway 86 from the Lincoln County line to Highway 13 in the towns of Ogama, Hill, and Spirit. Highway 86 will be limited to one-lane traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the work is expected to take 4 weeks, weather permitting. You are encouraged to add extra time for your commute and bring an extra cup of coffee because we all know how it is dealing with road work. Tuesday, May 13th from 4 to 5:30 p.m., the Park Falls Public Library is hosting an adult craft group making beehives. The crafter will need to bring a glue gun, and a $5 donation will help to cover the cost of materials. There's a limit of 10 people, and you must be 18 or older. And this will be the last craft group until September. You can stop at the circulation desk to sign up. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, May 13th from 4 to 5:30 over at the Park Falls Public Library. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants tips on the bull elk that was illegally shot and killed in Jackson County. Brittany Merlot has more.
This bull, known as number 244, was one of the last remaining elk originally brought in from Kentucky back in 2016. He was being monitored and was one of the primary breeding bulls for the Central Elk Herd. It was found shot dead on private property in early March near Black River Falls. The bull was wearing a GPS radio collar and with nearby cellular trail cameras. The DNR says investigators have detailed information related to the illegal shooting, but any tip that you may have, big or small, they want to know on their confidential violation hotline.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Game 2 of the Best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked, did Damian Lillard look ready to play in practice yesterday?
Well, it's more them, the doctors, and him. You know, he's close. You know, listen, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jair Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid-50s. I think we will see a little more sunshine by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.